Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Yo, Ebro Law Rosenberg, good morning. Good morning. Yo, a lot of things. Yo, a lot of people stressing politically last night, boy. I saw the Twitters.
Woo!
Had people stressed out.
Yeah.
But, you know, in New York City, Eric Adams won in a landslide.
True.
Yo, I got to, yo, for congratulations, you played yourself coming up next hour. Yo, you missed.
Congratulations. Well, straight congratulations to him and the crew, Eric Adams.
Yeah, for
not
sure.
Harry.
That's all day.
Yeah.
That's all day.
Yes.
Yo, yeah.
The other dude.
Yo, Laura.
The other dude.
Yo, the psycho cat.
That's crazy.
Candidate. Oh, man.
Sliwa?
Yo, my man. Yo, Shani.
Shani. Wait till you hear
Shani.
This.
Yo, crazy. Your man's. Yeah.
Crazy. Oh, man.
Yo, your man showed up to vote with his cat.
Wait, one of his 17 cats.
Yes, first of all, he's got 17 cats. Anybody that got more than two cats, I think you nutty anyway.
Facts.
So let's just get that out of hand. Off top. If you live in New York City in an apartment in New York City like Curtis Sliwa and you got 17 cats,
yo,
you're not well, B.
He brought his lucky cat. He brought the one.
So he brings one. I don't know why that one, but okay, he brought that one. You can't bring animals into the polling place. I didn't know that. So he shows up with his cat at the polling place. They're like, yo, sir, you can't bring it in. Yo, he tries to get arrested.
He tries to get arrested?
Yeah, he's like, arrest me. Arrest me.
Bro.
What?
Yeah, it's too much.
What?
Yo, it's too much, fam.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Wow.
It is what it is.
Yo,
man.
Now, Laura, have they called the New Jersey governor race yet? Because it was very close. People wanted the Trump light dude out there. And, you know, listen, the way it goes in Virginia and New Jersey, I was reading these articles. New Jersey hasn't had a Democratic governor repeat, like, you know, stay on the job since 1977. I didn't know that.
Mm.
New Jersey always flip-flops between the GOP and a Democrat. And same with Virginia. When Obama was in office, they had a Republican governor down in Virginia. Now you got Biden in office, and they going back to a Republican. When Trump was in office, they went to a Democrat. So it's kind of this flip-flop thing all the time.
I think it's too early. Right now, everyone's reporting the race for governor of New Jersey was too close to call.
Yeah, dead heat.
So maybe a little later on in the show, we'll be able to see what's happening.
Yo, Jersey, you going to F around and get a Chris Christie repeat? Keep playing.
I have a feeling
keep
that Governor,
playing.
Governor Murphy
well,
is
for the other
be
dude,
good.
The other dude crazy?
Yeah, yo, the other dude don't believe in masks. He don't believe in mandates.
Oh,
he don't believe
that.
In all type of.
They gonna go for that.
Fam, if y'all fall for the jukes, don't fall for the jukes, bro.
And that's just one part of it, Shawnee. Because everyone has
yo,
issues,
if that is your political platform moving forward, you are getting bamboozled.
Right. But I hear there's a lot
because
of
Because remember, these
too.
The same. Y'all aligning with the same people that's gonna roll back.
Yes.
Legalization and expungements.
God.
They're going to roll. They're not going to raise minimum wage. They're going to be pro-corporation. Don't let this whole vax and mask thing fool you, kid.
It is. It's fooling a lot of people.
It's definitely
fooling
gonna affect a lot of people.
Because y'all forgetting what they really stand for over this last little 18 months.
Right now, Ebro, people are so sensitive on the matter that they can't even see the big picture. They don't even know what they're stepping into. They're just like, well, just that. If no mandates, I'm voting for it. Even though you're voting against your interests.
Yeah, it's that big. It's that big.
But it's ridiculous.
It's affecting people's whole life.
Guess what's going to affect people's lives? Everything else.
Right. But I'm saying they have media mortgage. You know how people, look, everybody is semi-short-sighted.
They have short-term memory.
Yeah, so, you know, if dude is like, look, their job's on the line, their mortgage, their children, and you're not going to force a certain issue and I can keep my job, they'll get the quick vote. Remember, people don't really do investigative journalism. They don't, or research on any of this. I always speak on politics. People don't call it investigative journalism.
Just say it straight up. People don't read.
They don't read. People don't read. That's always been my issue with it.
People don't read.
It's a popularity contest.
Don't make it sound like... Yeah, people don't read, and it's difficult. You're right. It's difficult.
So it's like,
who we got online? It's shenanigan right time.
You know what I'm saying? We got Emily.
Emily.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Emily. Where are you calling us from this morning?
I'm calling from Long Island.
Long Island, in the building. How you getting money today, Emily?
Actually, I'm on my way to school right now. I don't work.
You're going to school? Okay.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes.
Hey, that's going to get you to the paper, though. It's going to get you to the paper. Yep. Shiny, who else we got, fams?
We got Lawrence.
Good morning. Yo, Lawrence.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Nobody's allowed to call you. We blessed, man. Nobody's allowed to call you Larry, huh?
I swear to God, don't do that.
Wait a minute. Yo, tell me why, man. I always wanted to ask a Lawrence.
Nah, to me, it's a bad relationship with my pops. His name is Larry. That's all it is.
Okay.
I don't hate him. I just don't get along with him. That's all it is.
Gotcha. Okay.
There you go. All right. I respect it. Listen, if it was a different answer, I still respect it because I think Lawrence Fishburne, you can't call him Larry either.
Right. He walked out of the interview, right?
Didn't that happen, Shani?
Yeah, he like
you
walked
can't
out
call
of the
him a man's Larry.
Yeah,
you can't do
not
it.
Not at all.
Yo, shout to you, sir. All right, what's the young lady's name? I'm sorry, I forgot.
Emily,
who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Styles?
I'm going to go with Laura Styles.
All right, Emily.
That's the thing to do.
And listen,
60
Emily.
60 seconds on the clock.
We got tickets to see Mary
Laura,
J.
What
Blige
we giving away?
At Barclay Center on November 18th. Plus, you qualify for the grand prize of the MJB Experience, which is dinner for two.
That's what it is.
Ground transportation to the show, upgraded suite seats, and access to the premiere PowerBook 2, okay? Tickets on sale at SeatGeek.com. But right now, let's see which one of you guys gets that.
Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Johnny with the questions.
That's right.
Let's play. Laura, never lose it.
All right.
Go.
Okay, Jay-Z and LL Cool J.
Ebro. They would be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That is a fact. Which waterfall is claimed by both Zambia and Zimbabwe? Ebro.
Victoria Falls.
That is correct. Ebro up two. Okay. Which rapper was arrested by the FBI?
Ebro. Fetty Wap.
Ebro scorching. In which animal species do the males... and not the females.
Laura.
Oh.
Okay, I'm assuming you're going to give birth, and that's seahorses.
That's right.
Wow, I didn't
crazy.
Know that.
Yeah.
That's fire.
Excuse me. Pete Davidson sparked. Laura. Ooh. Wow.
Rumors of dating Kim Kardashian.
Kim Cardi is correct. Whoa. She's creeping on you. Which Shakespearean character gives to be or Laura. Not to be?
Ebra.
Laura.
You said that the other day.
Hamlet.
That's a repeat Hamlet. Question. Yo, you run y'all recycling questions
it's
to help her
game.
Out.
Yo, you messing up right now. Which FX show released?
What? Ebro.
Wow, Laura got it.
Atlanta.
Whoa.
Yeah. From downtown. Laura wins.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy.
From downtown.
Emily,
yo, man.
We
nah,
did
man.
It.
Nah.
That was cheating.
You heard it. Yo.
Yo, what was the cheat?
Yo, don't be salty, man.
What was the cheat?
Yo, Lawrence, you heard they ran a repeat question, man.
That was not a repeat question, fam. It was a different Shakespearean question.
Hamlet was from yesterday, son.
Now, it was third on the line here, bro.
Yo.
Hamlet was from yesterday.
Listen.
There's an asterisk. There's a flag on the play. Blow a whistle.
Hug the L.
Protest. Do something.
Run the tape.
Hug the L. Emily, you got the ticket. You're going to go see Mary J. Blige at Barclays Center.
Wow. Yay, I know Lawrence wanted that too. He was like,
yo, man, Lawrence, I was rolling too, man.
Oh, God.
Yo, I was rolling.
He was. Congrats. He was out the gate scorching.
Congratulations.
Oh, Lawrence. What a good sport. Congrats, Emily. Hold on. Let's get your info. All right, coming up in Flashing Lights, I'll let you know what rapper is going to be hosting the 2021 American Music Awards. I'm excited about this. Details coming up next.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles can put us on.
All right. So Cardi B will be hosting the 2021 American Music Awards. She made the announcement on social media that she'll be holding it down live from the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles on Sunday, November 21st, 8 p.m. And it's going to be streaming on, it's going to be on ABC and streaming the next day on Hulu. But she, you know, she's super, super excited. You know, the American Music Awards are the world's largest fan-voted award show. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be, you know, airing on all these digital platforms in over 120 countries and territories. So just Cardi B was just really excited for the opportunity. It's fire.
I'll tell you what I was excited about with Cardi B. What's new house that she put up on her Instagram.
I know. I was just going to mention that. It's so dope.
Oh, what's that?
No, she put up a photo of a gorgeous home. And she just basically said that she added another home to her portfolio because she has a home in Atlanta and Los Angeles. And she's like, now I have a home in New York. And she just said she's so extremely happy to be able to add it to her portfolio. You know, she's slowly, like, adding properties. You know, Offset just gave her a beautiful, I don't even call it a home because I think it plans to like rent it out and, you know, just real estate investments.
Mm. That's a suck.
Yeah.
Go off.
But
kid.
She said it was a
Go
dream
off.
Come true and it looks beautiful.
Well, and she said this is a home in New York. I don't know what part of New York, but it definitely ain't Manhattan. Put it to you like this. If this is in Manhattan, whoa.
Yeah. This ain't Manhattan, but it still looks crazy.
Yeah, it's humongo and it's beautiful. So
I mean, you never know. Actually, she could have bought some like row house for like $7 million. Not like she can.
No, no, no. But if you see the foyer,
no, I am. I'm looking at it.
I believe this is it.
It's that would still be unusual. Yeah.
Did you guys
see? That's like some Upper West Side over by the Guggenheim joint where you buy the whole building joint. That's like 20.
Oh, yeah, 30. Maybe you're right. Yeah.
Did you guys see that Jay-Z is officially on Instagram?
Oh, wow. I'm following.
Yeah,
no, I did a thing last night where I saw somebody post that he was on Instagram, Jay-Z. And so I followed him when he was at 460,000 followers. I logged out, went back in to tell my lady, yo, Hov is on Instagram. She was like, what? I went back in 3 minutes later. He had jumped 300,000 followers.
Mm.
I know.
Yeah, I never
He's on 1.6 million right now.
Yeah, I never seen anything like it.
Damn.
I know. And he, the first post was just, you know, the movie poster for The Harder They Fall.
Out tonight on Netflix.
Nice. That's your flashing
and
light.
And he's only following Beyonce, by the way.
I mean, as he should.
As he said, right?
I asked for a follow back in the comments, but so far, no luck. So.
Yo, I hit him and said, check his DMs. I was like, yo, B, check your DMs. He was like, I don't know how.
Seven minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Girls want girls where I'm from. Laura, you know what I'm saying?
I guess.
God, that was so hot, Laura. Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, do we have the official word on Phil Murphy yet?
No, not yet. Not yet. It's very close, though, which is scary, but not yet.
It's still an indictment on the Democrats, though.
You mean that it's even close?
That's even close. Like, why are we even having this conversation? But I'll say the reason we're having this conversation is because New Jersey has never had a repeat. I think it's only the Democrat, a repeat Democrat governor since 1977.
Right. They always go back to the Republicans once they get a Democrat. They can't.
Always.
It's too much.
It's too much liberalism. Too much mask wearing, too much vaccine talk,
yep.
Too much all of this helping, giving these handouts, you know, the Democratic handouts, socialism, it's just too much.
It's still too close to call. He really might lose.
Now, I want to put on the record, we had Phil Murphy on here. We proactively reached out to Phil Murphy, like, yo, my man, aren't you running for governor? You want to come on and remind people to vote or something?
Right, this is a popularity contest. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't you want to show the people
you got to remind people that they got to go vote again.
Also, reminder.
10-10 wins is not going to cover it, and some lawn signs is not going to do it for you, my G.
Well, he was supposedly polling up like 8-9 points right before election day. So if you're a politician and you are believing the polls in the days leading up to the election, we have something for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself.
Playing yourself.
I don't play.
Now, currently here at Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg, we're a show that covers politics. We talk about voting. We talk about, you know, trying to, get normal folks out to the polls. We try to use language that, you know, people understand to talk about things that we don't even completely always understand. But we try. And I just have a message to the Democrats. Once again, and I've said it multiple times. Y'all some wussies. Y'all get trucked, and y'all have terrible messaging. And I got a button for you.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
How do you have Republican candidates talking about unification and bringing people together right now? We are 11 months removed. 11 months removed from one of the most divisive presidents, overtly racist presidents in modern history. And they're positioning themselves as the unification party and bringing people together because of vaccines and masks.
It's real.
That's what's divided us now. 11 months removed.
That's the new division.
That the new division now is vaccines. Keeping people safe. Oh, and wait for it. Critical race theory being taught in public schools. It's not even taught in public schools.
Damn.
It's not even an actual thing.
It's black history. It's Black history.
It's American
history. That part.
It's American history.
It's American history, but critical race theory is complicated and about laws. It's not the 1619 Project. And we'll have, by the way, 1619 Project book on the way. Nicole Hannah-Jones will be back on the program. We'll get y'all some books. But Democrats, I've said it before, y'all soft, Duke, and y'all get this button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, right now the biggest division.
Shawnee, why are you talking about politics? You don't vote.
That's right, because it's a popularity contest, and most people don't dig into the real information.
You don't vote, you don't vax, and you barely wear a mask. Why? Why? Tell me why. Why?
Why? Why? What? Which part?
Why?
So many whys.
Why are you? I know. Why are you? Why are you?
Why? Why are you why are you so actively chiming in on something that you don't participate in?
Because you just said the division is vaccines. And that's affecting
but
all of
us. But that's for voters. You're not a voter.
No, the vaccine, the division, that affects all of us.
Laura, what's on your list, man?
I mean, it's that.
I'm getting exhausted already, and it's only 7:23.
It's early, Laura. It's early. Buckle up.
So, I don't know. I just read this article that Shanghai and Disneyland in Shanghai, they locked in 30,000 people inside the park because the person that was there the day before tested positive for COVID.
Okay.
There's videos and videos of all these people, like, in line getting COVID tests while in the park. Imagine you going to Shanghai Disneyland. All of a sudden, they shut down the whole park. You and 30,000 other people get stuck in there getting COVID tests. Listen, I understand because this one person could have spread it to everyone. It would have been a disaster. A super spreader. Imagine people are coming from all over the world and going back home and bringing on another wave of COVID. So people were just complaining, of course, because they're, you know, they were there for a good time and, you know, just basically complaining on why. But I get it. You know, they were giving, you know, Shanghai Disneyland a congratulations. You played yourself because they were like, how could you do this? We're paying customers. Like, no, fam, we're still in the middle of a pandemic and this is what's going to happen.
Wow.
If you see videos, guys, it's so, oh my God.
I'll tell you what.
What a nightmare.
I'll tell you what, you can't imagine that happening here because it would look like January 6th.
Yeah.
There's no world in which they would lock down 30,000 people inside.
Where 30,000 people would stay chill and not
they'd
just
stay there and take their test and then be on their way?
Nah.
That is.
Americans would have tore that thing to shreds.
Yo, by the way, speaking of which,
in America, more people would have died because they was trying to keep you safe than if they let you out.
Oh, yeah.
Process
sure.
that.
Yeah.
It would more people would have been trampled and injured because they locked you in to take tests than would have gotten sick and died if they let people go home in America. That's how crazy we are.
Although, well, let me ask a question, though. How long were they asking people to stay? How long were they telling people to stay?
Until everyone got tested.
30,000 people is a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Rosenberg was on your list, fam.
That's right. I don't know if that's the move either.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit DJ Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you're doing
Mine is pretty serious and unfortunate, but it has to be said. You guys may have seen the news yesterday that Henry Ruggs, the wide receiver for the Vegas Raiders, got into a car accident while under the influence. He ran his car into the back of someone in a RAV4.
And he was in a Corvette.
Him and the girl he was with were both injured. The person in the RAV4 died as the RAV4 set on fire and looked like just an explosion of flames. Horrible story. I feel for everyone involved. It's awful. But at the same time, I have to say, NFL players, from what I'm told, have so many options to never drink and drive. Like, options that go beyond the bountiful options that we all now have in 2021 of ride-sharing.
Uber, apps, like Lyft, your scheduled car.
They have more than that. They have a service where if they call this service, they will get picked up. And, Shawnee, wait for this. Laura, listen. Their car will get picked up. There is no downside to them calling this car service. They pick them up. They make sure your car gets home.
Wow.
And that's that. And instead, Henry Ruggs decided to drive. Someone else's life is over. Yeah. Everyone in that family's life has been changed forever. And frankly, now Henry Ruggs' life has been messed up forever too, man. It's awful.
He got dropped, right?
No, not yet.
I saw something this morning that said he's off the team.
Donezo.
Unless it was
wide
speculation.
Wide receiver Ruggs released by the Raiders. This is a guy in his second year of his career having a great season. Raiders are having a great season. And, it's all over, man.
Wow.
And all of that leads to a button?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yo, shout to Mayor of New York City, Eric Adams.
Eric.
You know, he is the second black mayor of the city. Yo, one of my favorite wins in the political thing last night was a woman in Boston who is the first non-white male to be mayor of Boston.
Wow.
Wow.
She is Michelle Wu. Yo, Laura, I played you that salsa record she had as her campain joint.
It was fire. Woo! It was fire.
Yo, that joint was fuego, son.
Wait, you got it? Play a little clip. Just...
Yo, wait. Yo, her Instagram account is Wu Train. Wu Train. Let me see if I can find it again.
The salsa song was like, I was like, oh, wow, okay.
Turn
that.
Yo, Shawnee, Cass, stop the music.
Okay.
Hang on, here we go.
Mid.
Con Michelle Wu.
Fire.
Wow.
Yo, and also Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh got their first black mayor, too, who is apparently a great guy. People are really excited about it. So, yo, shout to all that. You know what I mean? Elections went down last night. Shout to our guy over in Brooklyn, Chiose. Councilman Chiose.
He got the win?
He got the win last night. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, it was some notable victories last night. Also, they're going to, you know, make some of the losses of Democrats the big story down in Virginia. And how close things are over in Jersey, what we was just talking about a second ago. You know, Phil Murphy, it should not have been that close.
Ooh, right now.
But it's an indictment. It's an indictment on people not wanting to wear masks and people not wanting to get vaccines. That's what they're saying the headline is.
Oh,
what'd
man.
You say, Laura?
Right now, 84% of the votes are in. And then, according to producer Griff, sent me some stats. And he says, right now, Jack is beating Phil Murphy by 65 votes.
65?
Yes.
Oh, we're going into one of these?
Yep. Yeah. But remember, 84% of the votes are in. So, still a lot more to count.
And they're still counting. And it really, I think it really hinges on Essex County, which is Newark. That's one of the biggest counties in Jersey, and that's where I think the votes hinge right now. We're 97 minutes commercial free. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, Cast One, 97 minutes commercial free. Good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Julian.
What's going on? What's going on, guys? Ebro in the morning, Rosenberg, Laura Styles, heavy hitters. What's good?
Oh, wow. Heavy hitter shout out, too. It's nice.
Thanks,
Julian.
All right,
so Julian, tell us your story about Fran. What happened?
You know, we went on a read date, and we're supposed to go to this Reggae Stone concert, Jordy Boy. And when we were supposed to go, she never hit me back. Mind you, I got flowers for her. I was like, oh, where? Maybe I'll
come. Damn, he was going in.
He was ready.
So I recently got a message a couple months ago from her saying I was the best thing in her life because she realized there were still good suits on there. So, you know, she actually wound up moving to Connecticut, and I didn't even know. So when she messaged me back, I was just like, okay, maybe we could hang out again. So we talk on the phone. The next day we're supposed to FaceTime. FaceTime doesn't happen. I sent her a message saying, yo, if you still want to hang out, we can hang out, and then get no response back.
I want to warn the audience that I believe that this woman is with a guy who's very dangerous. And Julian, I'll warn you, you should probably stay away from the situation. Here we go. Call
it. Gurus and associates. Gurus and associates. In the
That's
building.
Right.
There we go.
He
here we go.
Call it, friend. One.
Hello?
Hey, it's Ebro in the morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming on Curved with us to discuss why you never hit Julian. What's going on, friend?
What's funny is that I wouldn't even consider it a flake, but since Julian wants to cry to Hot 97 for no reason, uh-oh, I figured that I might as well just clear my name. I have a life that concerns a lot of complicated mess.
Ew.
And I ended up relocating to take a job.
Ew.
So I don't understand why I'm supposed to make Julian a priority.
Well, hold on. I'm sure you're busy, and obviously you had to move. I don't see why you couldn't tell someone that something came up.
I don't even remember making plans to go to that reggaeton concert. He sent me a screenshot. He said, do you want to go? I said, sure, it looks interesting. Joy Roy. I don't even know who that is, honestly.
Oh.
And after the third date, there were medical issues with my family members that I told him about. So it wasn't like I completely went ghost. In fact, I'm pretty sure the reason why he's this upset is because I apologized. Because I hit him up months later, after going ghost.
Yeah, so Fran, we have Julian on the line.
Expected.
Hey! So Julian, you're hearing what she's saying. How do you feel?
I'm still cool, no problem. Whatchamacallit,
I saw so he wrote a whole email to Hot 97.
And I say
and
it based on facts.
That you failed to mention how the date actually went. You sat here and said you were being respectful by only kissing me when I could barely be attracted to a man who used me as a human shield in a haunted house.
Oh, whoa! Is that true? Did she?
Wait a minute.
Did you really use her as a human shield?
No, I was a little shook, man. Those goblins are coming out.
See, I like this guy. He kept it real.
You?
Friend.
Wait, friend. What else happened on the date?
He kept on singing to keep himself from screaming, so he would be like, I'm Millie Rock on any block, I'm Millie Rock on any block.
What?
Is that also true?
It's major facts.
These are facts.
Facto.
Wait, time out. So, friend, he used you as a human shield, and to keep himself from being afraid, he would scream, I'm Millie Rock on any block. But would you go on another date with him?
After this whole ordeal? I don't know about that. I'm an extremely private person. It was unnecessary to be on the radio to clear this up. You could have easily hit me and been like, listen.
But you weren't responding, friend. You weren't hitting him back.
How was I not responding if I apologized and we had a whole follow-up conversation 2 months ago?
Julian.
We didn't FaceTime. I was like, all right, no problems. And I shot a text back saying maybe we could hang out and I could head up to Connecticut and we could chill. And I never got a response back. You know, when I hit you back, nothing happened.
I think I see what happened here. You were expecting for that conversation, that apology to lead to like a rekindling of whatever, but that really was not the case because I live 100 miles away from you now. So
it sounds like, Fran, you are not interested in a long distance relationship.
Absolutely not. I got a lot to do.
I was ready just to hang out because she was super dope. Like, you know, we vibed.
Yeah, but you were ready to drive the 100 miles if necessary.
You would walk 5,000 miles and you would walk 5,000 more.
I mean, I was ready to drop the other joints, so, you know. Drop, you mean curve the other joints? Like you're sitting here accusing me of...
This got crazy. I'd also like to point out, though, if you're ever afraid, what do you say, Julian?
Hey, I'm Millie Rock on any block.
Just Millie Rock.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Yo, Rosenberg, what's that doc you was just putting me on to on HBO Max?
It's called 4 Hours Inside the Capitol. And it's about January 6th. And, man, it really gives you a lot of different perspective. One thing that jumps out for sure, though, is as much as we know it was an inside job, you know, and they did not have the manpower there, it gives you a lot of respect for the manpower that was there.
Because, yo, speaking of hold the line, right?
You want to talk hold the line? You want to talk hold the line? Yo, these guys were some of these guys who have never been thrown into anything like this. They're Capitol Police, like they do regular policing, were all of a sudden in a war. And some of the shots that we saw of, like, why are they talking to them? Why aren't they be more aggressive? And you hear their insight of, like, them being like, if we had decided to be aggressive, we die. There were 15,000 people. We had to talk our way out of this. It was, bro, I didn't realize how many people were outside. I don't think I realized how many people were out there, man. It could have been a bloodbath. Scary stuff.
What's it called one more time?
4 Hours Inside the Capitol on HBO Max.
Yeah. Hey, man, y'all keep playing. Everybody think it's a game. And, yo, if you out here aligning with the GOP, you aligning with that. You must like that type of energy. They got you thinking that their new platform is no mandates and no masks. Don't forget January 6th, fam. Unless you like that sort of thing. You might
unless
like that.
Unless that's what you're into.
That might be your thing. Yeah, you might be into that sort of thing. And like I always say, I want to see it.
It's coming.
I want to see it.
That. I don't want to see that again. I do not want to see that.
It's coming. It's crazy.
What's coming?
Just all the confusion, because that was crazy confusion. That's just disorder.
What was confusion?
I don't know. What was it?
January 6th?
Why were they? They weren't. Those people out there were not confused.
Mm-mm.
The fact that that could even happen.
They were on the. They everybody got their assignment, and it looked like they knew the assignment.
It was the order.
I will say this though. You realize that it's there was a percentage of people who knew the assignment. There were a percentage of people who just wanted to do some bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a percentage of people who were there to, like, see what was going on and protest. And they just ended up getting caught up because, oh, this is what we're doing now. And you know that mob mentality once it starts cracking off. But to your point, Ebro, there were people in there going to break windows. They knew we're breaking windows and going inside.
Well, not only that, but they knew they were showing up to stop the certification of the President of the United States. Who showed up? Who didn't know that?
Yeah, I don't think there was any confusion there. It was
well, some were going to protest it. Some were just, I think, going to protest it.
Yeah, but they wanted to make noise on that page, right?
Yes, yes,
everybody
yes.
there was on that page.
For
now,
sure.
What level they took it to, you know.
Right.
It was varying levels. You know what I'm saying? But all I'm saying is you got to be careful with your alignments out here. You know, as we've talked about, strange bedfellows. You know, you get caught up at the wrong situation.
You don't want to be at the wrong table.
You'll be that one black dude who so far got the stiffest sentence.
Oh, my God.
At the whole thing. The one black dude that was out there January 6th, they got him wrapped up quick. Now, I will say the dude that was wearing the animal horns, they say he got 4 years.
The shaman? That's what they call him?
Whatever he was. Remember the guy that was like, I can't eat this jail food. I'm vegan.
Yes.
I hate the shaman. No, he's in it. They got audio of the shaman wandering around that day. He's an idiot. Yo, there are people in there, Ebro, who are so dumb. Like a grown adult who's talking about, he's like, you know, I just pulled out my weed and I was like, man, I'm about to smoke weed inside the Capitol. And I had like 7 pre-rolls. So I passed out these joints and we started, and they have video of it. He's like, we started smoking these joints inside the rotunda. And I swear to God, he goes, you know, 7 joints, that's a lot of weed. I wouldn't be surprised if that secondhand smoke calmed everybody down. I was like, fam, if they don't take, shut the fuck.
Oh, God. Yo, that's us, man. Yo, that is us. That's where we at, B.
That's where
that's where we at with it. Call right now, 800-223-9797. You know, speaking of just high intellect and always something poignant to say,
here we go.
We have our guy, DJ John.
Oh, thank you.
It's DJ John.
DJ John.
DJ John. It's so nice of you to say that.
DJ John.
You're a nice man.
DJ John.
Johnny.
That's right, John.
DJ John.
You and the guy with the 7 pre-rolls in the rotunda. Like-minded.
You know, I don't smoke that much. I actually don't smoke at all.
No,
wait,
really?
You don't smoke that much or don't smoke at all? Which one is it?
Exactly, guys. Seeing the shining.
It's been a while. The last time I smoked is last month when I went to Oakland with Che to record his Netflix special. That's about it.
Yo, John is on a path.
Or was it the time that you gave too many edibles to Lauren Rosenberg and had them paranoid in the club?
Yo, that
in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
She was scratching my arm, and I think it got bruised up because she was paranoid.
Yeah, I'm predicting. I am predicting based on what we've been learning from John these days.
He was crying that night. It was
the whole moving with the unit, the moving with the family.
I don't want to go to Young Baby Light's birthday without my family.
Without my family.
God, okay.
I am predicting a change. He's about to be like, we're going to see him. He's physically going to be dressed different. He's going to be like, oh, I don't do activities like that anymore, guys. I'm a father. He's going to be the new DJ John.
I have to check with my wife before.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Got to check in with the old wife here. It's going to be, I'm excited about it. It's going to be a new character on the show altogether.
Mary John.
Mary John is going to be crazy town.
It's time for Mary John. Mary John.
New song and everything.
Well, listen.
Yo, Shani, who's on the line, man?
We got.
Yep.
Termonka.
Termonka.
Yo, Termonka.
Hey, Ebro.
Good morning. Are we pronouncing your name right?
Absolutely not.
How do you pronounce it?
What's your name?
It's Termonka.
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 Oh, like Maka.
Termonka?
Yes. My family calls me Maka, yes.
Maka like the herb. Hey, yo, you know what Maka does?
Yup.
Yep. Maka gets it going out here, baby.
Bow.
I can't believe I got on with y'all.
Nah, we appreciate you, Maka. I take Maka every day. It's good for the old man.
Oh, my God. Yep. Oh, my God.
That's facts. That's
facts. Facto. You too, Maka.
Maka's good for...
I'm on my way to work, actually.
Maka, do you take Maka?
No, I don't take anything.
What? You missing
out. Now you got to get your vitamins up, Kiko. Let's go. Get your supplements up. You know, some sea moss, some Maka.
Right.
You know what I mean? Some B12. Some D.
B12, some COQ10. I take CQ10, I definitely heard of.
See, yeah, you gotta get that Maca. I've never heard of that.
Maca's
I think it's Peru. Is it Peruvian? It's a Peruvian herb from the Andes Mountains, I think, or something like that.
Wait, maca is different than matcha?
Yes.
Yeah, matcha is a tea. I used to get it confused, too.
Yeah, two different things.
Oh, yeah, I heard get of that maca
root. That maca root.
Maca root. Also, get yourself some bladderwrack.
Bladderwrack, elderberry.
You know what I mean?
Elderberry,
all right, here we go. Maca, answer this question super fast. And what is she winning, DJ John?
Mary J. Blige at the Barclays Center November 18th.
Yo! Oh, plus, oh my God.
I know, exciting, right? And plus, you qualify for a grand prize to see MJB Experience, which means dinner for two, grand transportation to the show, upgraded suite seats, and access to the premiere of Power Book 2, Ghosts. But tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.com, made hot by stars and Hot 97, baby.
What? Yo, Rosenberg, what is this SeatGeek they speak of these days? I've never heard of this.
Really? SeatGeek is a, you know, it's a ticket broker. I used to do reads, I feel like, for a SeatGeek.
Yeah, it's almost like a Ticketmaster.
That must have been at ESPN, though.
I don't know. I don't know. They've been around for a minute, though. SeatGeek's a big one. Okay. So I guess they're now in the, maybe they're now doing.
In the game.
They're fully in the game. Because I thought they were just resellers. Sounds like now they're more than resellers.
All right, SeatGeek, thanks for being a part of the program. Okay. All right, Maca, answer this question super fast, and you could be at the Mary J. Blige and in to win a full-on MJB experience.
All right, here we go, okay. Maca. Answer this question. Bodak Yellow was a hit record for what rapper?
Oh, my cousin, Cardi B! Oh,
your what? Cousin?
That's your cousin?
That's your stop. I just say that all the time. Like, my kids one time really actually believe me, but I just love her so much.
Oh, okay. All right.
We believed you, too.
I was into it. I was like, yo, did you hear about her new crib? Is she inviting you over? She said she's having family parties.
No, not yet.
Not yet. All right, DJ John.
We gotta let John get a swipe at this.
You ain't win yet. Yo,
okay,
chill
go
out.
Ahead, John. Go ahead,
okay,
John. Go
okay.
Ahead.
All right, DJ John, here's your question.
I love Maca.
All right. As a teenager, Cardi B worked the cashier at what store in Tribeca?
Oh, Starbucks.
No, it was Amish Market.
Ah. Huh? Yeah. Really? Shout out to the Amish Market. Great market, by the way. Great market.
Buckley's.
Amish Market's popping. Shout out to all the Amish. Dude, they can't listen to us.
No, I don't think they can listen to us.
Why not?
But they got a hell of a market.
They can't use electronics.
I did not know that. You serious?
Yeah, nah, they can't use the radio. Wow.
You didn't know that the Amish can't use electronics?
I was born today.
You've never seen the image
now,
of
I've seen some Amish breaking the rules because they had a reality TV show, which means if they had a reality TV show, they was on camera, which means that they was definitely breaking the electronics rule. You know what I mean? Yo, Maca, you going to the Mary J. Blige concert at the bar? Hey. Maca, do your shout outs, Ma. Who you want to shout out to?
Okay, first of all, I want to say I love y'all very much. I love Hot 97. I love the whole team. I just want to give a shout out to my podcast. If everyone who's listening, follow my podcast on Instagram. I do it with my sisters. It's called The Committee Podcast, capital D-A-T-O-M-M-I-T-T-E-E. The Committee Podcast on iTunes. The Committee Podcast, shout out, we lit. Ooh. It's me and my sisters, Kay.
Yo, shout to the committee. Maca and her sisters. Yo. Y'all go get that podcast.
Subscribe
to
the committee.
Yo, you better watch out. Yo, Wynep, you better watch out.
I might want to collab with the committee. Who knows, man? I like Maca's vibe.
Yo, $1 million worth of game, you better watch out. Joe Button, you better watch out.
Here comes
Styles,
the committee.
You still got a podcast or
no? No, not now.
Pull up our BA_committee_podcast.
Woo!
Please, we love you guys. We love you.
Thanks, Maca.
Nah, we love y'all,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, Maca.
Y'all love y'all doing that with the family. Shout out to the Committee Podcast. Go get it wherever you get your podcast.
She does sound entertaining.
Hold on the way.
Maca sounds entertaining.
Thank you, guys.
She sounds like somebody you want to listen to. You know what I'm saying? On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles, who's good?
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Versus just announced a big tournament with Big Sean, Big Boy, Lil Jon, Lil Tecca, Migos, and more. I'll give you the details on this big tournament coming up, Flashing Lights.
Cast one. You might as well let that MJB ring, son.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Foreign, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Let's go, flashing lights time, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? And Laura Stiles can put us on.
Versus has brought us some incredible battles. So much fun, but now we're going to catch rappers performing as well as gaming. The brand shared a flyer on social media showing that Versus Games would be hosting a Call of Duty Vanguard world premiere hosted by T-Pain on Wednesday. So it's supposed to be a multi-round gameplay tournament featuring Lil Jon, Lil Tecca, versus Big Boy and Big Sean. So yeah, it's like the Lils versus the Bigs. So in addition,
the Lils versus the Bigs.
Migos will also take the stage as performers. It's going down from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So it's Wednesday, November 3rd. This is big. You know, the world of gaming has its own universe. It's so popular. So it's only right. I think this is a great move for the Versus brand.
They're going to do big numbers with it, for sure.
I think so, too.
Well, the video gaming viewing thing is out there, right, Rosenberg? The esports thing, is that... Do you, in your ESPN, like, real sports world, is this a conversation around, like, esports and gaming? Like, is that at that level?
No. I mean, it would be specific to that. You know, like, it's not like it comes up where I'm hearing it mentioned in regular conversations about sports. But, like, you know, there's programming for it on ESPN, right. Certainly on ESPN Plus, et cetera. So it's part of it. It's just not intermingled with regular sports yet.
Awesome. And it's billions in money, right? The money's crazy.
What? It's insane. It's insane.
Stupid money.
Also, congratulations to Eric Adams, the new mayor of New York City. Now, the New York Times posted a breakdown of, you know, how many people voted. And it's crazy because I was talking about it in the room. In the Bronx, 76% voted for Adams. Brooklyn, 71. Queens was very close, guys.
You don't say.
I was very surprised. 59% voted for Adams, 37 for Curtis Sliwa. Manhattan was 81%, and Staten Island voted 27% for Eric Adams, 68% for Sliwa.
Yo, man.
We knew that.
Yo, man. Real talk, Queens and Staten Island. Let's have a conversation.
Queens, what up?
Well,
I mean, no. All of Queens, Shawnee? All of Queens?
No, I'm just saying Queens in general. Queens, what up?
No, Queens has a lot. Saying the,
Queens is the part that voted for... Right. The part of Queens that voted for the man who showed up yesterday with his cat to vote.
Okay.
And when they wouldn't let him in with his cat, he started screaming, arrest me. Arrest me.
One of his 17 cats, by the way.
Yeah.
He's wild.
Yo.
He's wild.
This is ridiculous. What the?
Yeah, yo, y'all voted for the man with the red beret on?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you know that's Howard Beach. What are them areas over there, Shawnee? Howard Beach?
Howard Beach.
Is that Queens?
Nah, you know him, Shawnee. Yep. You be shouting Queens.
Yeah,
these your people,
yeah,
man.
Queens. Now, there's some other sides of Queens I ain't, you know what I'm saying, been to. But all of Queens, I'm just saying what's up. You know what I'm saying? But all of Queens,
Queens
what's
is
good?
A big place, man.
It's a very big place. But yeah, man, you know politics, people don't know. They hear what they hear, they jump in and they push
the button. You think the 70% of people in Staten Island didn't know what they was doing when they voted for Curtis Sliwa?
Of course they
didn't. You think people who walked in and voted for the man with the red beret and the 17 cats who got hit by a cab the other week
didn't know what they was doing?
The man runs for mayor every cycle.
Oh, this the furthest he got then?
Yes.
No.
He's been this far?
He's been this far before?
I don't know if he's been a Republican nominee. I don't know.
Yeah, he's like, he stepped his game up.
All the way up until Election Day when he got kicked out of the...
They don't know what they doing. No, they knew what they was doing, son. They wanted to vote for this bozo. Curtis Lee was a bozo.
I mean, I'm not going to argue. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, people pushing buttons, man. They don't know what they're doing. They know, but they don't know.
Yo, you making excuses for people, so they Queens, know what they're doing.
Yep.
Queens.
At your flashing lights, the time is 8:05. High of 51 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, the whole, I mean, you know, people don't know. They don't really read, and you know what I mean? They don't follow politics close enough.
But that's not, you say that.
They're going to walk you right off. They're going to walk you right off the cliff, y'all. They're going to walk you right off the cliff.
Who? The politicians?
No, the people who don't read don't listen.
But not the politicians.
And if you lining up with those type of people, dope dee dope dee doop dee doo, you're going to walk right off that cliff, son.
Yo, that's crazy.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, good morning. It is Wednesday. And I meant to tell y'all, remind y'all that this was going down, but I forgot, man. We was talking politics and, you know, Shawnee was taking us off the deep end with trying to cake for some of y'all non-reading voters. Non-voting, non-reading, non-masking, non-vaxxing cats.
That's probably 85% of them.
Man.
Non-reading.
We're in a deep, dark place. But this will bring some light to your life because shenanigans... It's something that we can all agree on.
It's what we do best.
You know what I'm saying? It's what America does best. Let's be honest. When all else fails, make them laugh. You know? When all else fails, roll out a new movie or a TV show. When all else fails, put some sports on TV. They'll forget all their problems. And here at Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg, we do the same. It's called You Don't Know White-ish Wednesday. We got a theme song or an intro. That's right. Don't you worry. Don't you worry that half of Queens voted for a guy with 17 cats and a red beret?
Queens, what up? Queens, what up? The slander is heavy.
Don't you worry that Staten Island continues to drag us down into the doldrums of, you know, stupidity. Just focus on these tunes right
here. At least
they
got Pete Davidson. He might be smashing Kim K. That's a win for Staten Island.
Okay, all right. They always have Wu-Tang.
Although all the people we're talking about don't claim Pete Davidson or Wu-Tang, but still.
All right, so here's how it goes every week. It started out with Laura doesn't know White-ish.
Yep.
But what we soon found out is Shawnee lives in such an echo chamber. He don't know White-ish. He don't know a lot of ish. We got four other segments coming. We got four other segments about Shawnee and his lack of tapped in.
Shawnee, this happens the day after Election Day.
I know he's going up the deep end. Son.
He does not like you the day after Election Day.
It's not even personal. We got a whole other segment where we run through like 50 actors.
That's white actors
that Shawnee doesn't know.
I mean, this is facts.
But to be specific, you know, black. You know what I mean? A lot of white songs I don't know. But you kind of added some sauce.
You're feeling sensitive.
No, we can hear it.
Because the truth is, the segment started about Laura Stiles.
Facts.
And now it's really about you.
That's a fact. We heard the sauce.
That's not a lie. Y'all just sensitive.
Pass it to Bob Barker. I got it, guys. Here we go. Let's get things started, Laura Stiles.
Okay.
On this You Don't Know White-ish Wednesday, I realize there's some ones I kind of went past on my list that need to be done. For example, I don't think this one has happened yet.
Okay.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
I know.
We know this song.
I know. I'm away. I'm going to let Shawnee go.
Your turn to level up.
I'm away. Oh, sorry.
No, it's so...
Nah, that's not how it goes. That joint coming in hard, right, Shawnee?
Yeah, this is hard. This is hard.
Yo, Cash One, you always jump the gun.
All right, Shawnee, do you know who this is, Shawnee?
It's somebody who stole hip-hop drums, you know what I'm saying? That's all I know.
Listen, they stole all black music, Shawnee.
Speak on it.
They rapping and they got a boom bap beat with a banjo or something.
The question is, will he know it at the hook? That's the big question. Will he know it at the hook?
Yeah, I'll be waiting for the hook. Black. I feel like I heard it, though.
Nah, you definitely heard it.
Here we go, Shawnee.
Here we go, Shawnee. Here we go.
He doesn't know it.
He doesn't know it.
I don't know the word.
Yeah, I know. This is groovy. It's groovy. I'm a loser. Yeah, I know that song.
That's
I know
bad.
That song. But I couldn't tell you who made it, and I can't tell you the words. But I know it. I heard it, and I vibe
You
to
heard
it before. Facts.
It's Beck.
It's who?
That Beck. Is Beck.
Beck?
Beck.
Beck. Never Beck. Heard of Beck?
Never
Wait,
heard
hold
of
up. Stop the music.
Beck? Beck hold came up. Here one
Stop
time.
Stop the music. Yo, you never heard of Beck, son?
Beck? Ever? Beck.
B-E-C-K. Beck.
Nah.
Never heard of Beck.
The artist Beck. Wow. Nope.
Beck.
Not familiar.
But you heard the song.
No, he's definitely a dope producer. Dope producer, heavily influenced by hip-hop. He's a dope dude. He's
For
really
sure.
a dope dude.
I can hear that South Bronx influence.
Wow.
Heavy. Big up the
right.
BX.
I think all you guys will know this one. I think all of you know this one. I do.
Let's go.
Yeah, I know this, but I'm still waiting.
Let's go.
It's that joint. You might have to play this whole thing.
Is it like...
Corey Glover, what's going on?
Right. Woo! Right. Cult of personality.
Oh!
There you go. Yeah, cult of personality. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who made it, though, but I know this song. This is pop.
You know where they're from?
Nah, where they from?
New York City.
Oh, you know what they look like, Shawnee?
I don't.
They all black.
Black. All black. What's the name of the group?
Shout out to Vernon Reed, one of the illest guitarists ever. And that's Danny Glover's son, Corey Glover, the lead singer.
Oh, I don't think I knew
dope,
that.
Dope, dope.
Wow, I didn't know that. Yeah.
I didn't know that Corey Glover was Danny Glover's son.
Yeah,
did you make that up?
Yeah,
is that real?
Did you make that up?
You're looking. I see you looking it up like you made it up.
No. I am. I know. I'm looking it up now because y'all made me second guess. I swear to God, I thought that my whole life. My whole life. He's
well,
from Brooklyn.
Either way. Either way, that's a classic, Living Color, Cult of Personality.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fire.
All right? Here we go. How about this one?
All right.
joint.
Yeah, it's classic.
Oh, Laura knows it.
Sean, you don't know this one?
I'm waiting for...
Oh, man.
You can ring my bell.
No.
That's the first notes I heard.
Now, Shani, you got to listen to the lyrics on this one.
What's this?
This is a protest song. A lot of people don't know this is a protest song.
About the vaccine?
No.
I mean, okay.
It's not...
I do not know this song. Laura, you know this?
Yeah.
You should absolutely know this song, man. This is bad.
Rock the CastBox.
Yeah. I heard this before. I know that chorus. Still couldn't tell you who it is. I know that chorus, though. This part?
Don't know.
Don't know.
You don't know the verses.
Nah.
That's the clash.
Yo, Corey Glover is not Danny Glover's son.
He's like,
hit the button. Yo, please hit the button.
I thought that might, yo, my entire life. I thought that. You played yourself. And never Googled it until right now.
That's wild.
Oh, my God.
I love it. I had a hunch when he said, I was like, that. I don't know if that numbers add up right. Because that would have been like 19.
It's like, fun fact. That's Danny Glover.
Fun fact. That's not
no. Not at all.
Oh, come on, Shawnee.
To listen to me whine.
Yo, his face.
Everything all at once.
Yeah, I know this one too. I don't know it, but I know
I just like to point out that Laura's 4-for-4 so far.
Yeah, she's having a great day. Laura's having a great day.
It's not about Laura anymore, I tried to tell y'all.
Look at that, word for word.
I know this song for sure, I do know it, but
90s alt is Laura's zone.
Here we go, Shawnee. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm wrecking it all. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stoned?
Nah, but Laura, what is this?
Oh my God.
Is this like Green Day or something?
Yes!
Green Day!
All right!
See, I know that because I like that song, Beverly Hills.
That's not their song.
I know. Song. I'm saying, but I like that song, so I know his voice.
No, that's not him. That's not their song.
That's not him.
That's not him.
Oh, that's not the same dude?
No.
Oh, my God.
No. Oh, so group. See, I messed up again. I'm too
damn, you were close, man. Though. Hey, shout out to everyone. Hit us on Twitter.
So who does Beverly Hills?
Weezer.
Oh, see?
Hit us on Twitter if you guys are perfect today. I think there are a lot of people out there who could be perfect today. It's a doable,
you kept
a doable
it, you
day.
Kept it young today.
Kept
Rosenberg.
It young.
You kept it real young.
But, Ebro, you've known them all too, haven't you?
Yeah.
So here
not
we go.
As good let's... as I know the older stuff, though.
All right, here we go. Okay. This is another. Laura's going to cruise with this one, too.
Okay, let's see.
You don't know White-ish Wednesday.
Facts. Madonna.
Yo, cut the volume.
Wow,
up,
Madonna?
You turn the level up.
That's where you're going? I know the version of me. Is she perfect like me? Would she go down on
you? I'm never liked this one, by the way.
Laura's 5-for-5.
Hey, bro, you're going to know it.
Wow.
Mother!
I've heard this. Is this again?
Come on, man.
Wait, Cass, why'd you say Madonna?
No, because Shawnee said, is this Madonna? And I'm like, that's where you're going, Madonna?
Nah, I just said Madonna.
And I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
To remind you of the mess you left when you went away.
Yeah. I know this. It's fire.
Who is it, Shawnee?
Who is it?
Oh, I couldn't tell you who.
What's the name of the song?
But I know this chorus. The name of the song is about to happen right here, right?
There it is.
Alanis Morissette.
Five.
Was young Alanis.
Six. Ebro didn't know either. Ebro didn't know.
Jagged Little Pill album, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Fire.
That's not one of my favorite Alanis's, though. I'll be honest. Really?
You would have gone, what would you have been? What would you have gone for there when it comes to Alanis?
Isn't there another one on that album that's big?
Oh, there's
like nine of them. There was like nine hits or something.
There's This Is Big.
This Is Big?
This was a big one, too. All three of these were huge.
Ironic. There's a bunch of
them. I would have gone Ironic.
Too. Ironic was the super duper.
I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy.
Yeah.
I'm high, but I'm grounded.
And then Ebro said this one.
Big joint.
Big tune.
Big tune.
Big tune. You don't know why it's Wednesday, fam.
Facts.
You know this, right, Johnny?
I'm waiting for the hook.
Wow.
But I knew the other two she did.
Yo, turn this off, man. It's fire right here. Don't you think?
Is it ironic?
It's like rain.
Oh, yeah.
On your wedding day, it's a free life.
Not a free life, free
Wasn't
ride.
Wasn't there a controversy because a lot of these things weren't ironing?
It's a green light.
No, free ride.
It's like a free ride?
It's a free ride when you're already late.
Oh, I thought it was like a green light.
No, not green light.
No, it's a free ride when you already paid, fam, not when you're already late.
It's like a green light.
No.
That's not it?
No.
Oh, boy.
All right, here we go.
It's a free ride when you already paid.
Ah.
See, it's ironic.
It's ironic.
You know, because she already paid, but.
Yeah, now you get
it. Laura, you still perfect for the day?
I'm hanging in there.
You don't know White-ish Wednesdays.
90s White-ish. She knows 90s White-ish player.
I just want everyone to know that the song that we're about to play, I just want everyone to know that Ebro just texted me, play blank for the culture.
Okay.
I just want everyone to know that this is what he said.
Okay.
For the culture.
Which culture?
That's the question.
That's the question.
American
y'all
culture.
See? Y'all gonna see?
Okay.
Y'all gonna see?
Let's see.
Gonna see. Feel like, is this the intro to a TV show from the 80s?
Could have been.
It feels that way.
It does feel that way.
I know this pain. Why do you lock yourself?
Look at Rosenberg bopping. He knows it's for the culture. He knows this is for the culture.
Wait, is this?
You got me.
Can I say it?
Wait, give it a second. Give it a second.
Let it breathe.
You know it, right, Cass?
Nope.
What?
Every white woman in their car right now is going ham.
It's like that.
It might be all women.
Okay.
All women.
Over 25.
I've never heard this song.
Is this Will Philip?
What is this?
Don't you know?
Yes.
This is change.
Will Philip?
Things are going your way.
Yes.
Oh, no. I stayed away from him. I stay far away from Wilson Phillips.
Yo, Cass, you can say what you want. I love you. With all due respect, Shawnee hasn't had a miss all day as crazy as you not knowing this.
Really?
This was a smash
shoulder.
I've never seen that movie. I don't like things with two first names. There's a lot going on here.
It's two last names.
I just want to say.
Wilson and Phillips is two first names, man.
No, it's two last names.
I know a lot of Wilsons. I know a lot of Phillips.
No, it's two last names, technically.
Oh, it's actually.
Their last names?
Yes. It's Ebro. This is one that's actually children of someone. It's actually correct.
Well, and I was just going to say, if you haven't seen Bridesmaids, you are playing yourself because that is a phenomenally funny film. I love that movie.
So good.
Yo, this was for the culture. Shout out to all our white women listeners.
I don't even like this. I'll be honest with you. I don't even like it.
Honestly, you had to live the moment. Right. The fact that you didn't live the moment is, I just can't believe it. The video was on so much at that time.
Yeah, I know that chorus, though.
Here we go. Big bridge.
Yo. The biggest of bridges.
The biggest bridge.
I don't know.
Yo, Shawnee, was this for the culture or what?
It wasn't for the black culture for sure.
No, it was not.
Shawnee, you never seen Bridesmaids?
Bridesmaids?
The movie.
I couldn't even tell you who.
Oh, Shawnee, yeah, it's so funny. You have to watch it.
Oh, wait,
so
I think I did. I know this chorus part right here. This part right here. But hold on.
All right, we're going to end with one that Shawnee knows. And this is for the culture. This is for the culture.
It's for the culture. Which culture?
And this has an element of black.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire. Fire,
fire, fire. If you remember the video.
Okay, let's see. Let's see.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah, this one. This Madonna, right? Like a prayer?
There you go.
She done laid down with a... Oh, sorry. It's black.
See, Shawnee, I wanted to give you one more in the video. The white woman's getting smashed by a black dude.
Exactly.
For the culture.
She was for the culture.
She's still living that life.
Facts. Yo, I'm going to have to flip it like... You don't know reggae music Thursdays or something, just to see where y'all at with this. You're on the Caribbean music.
By the way, there'd be a lot of L's on this show, especially for me.
Exactly.
Hit me with some 2000s reggae. Let's go.
You know what I'm saying?
No, not 2000s dancehall. If he came at you with some real roots reggae,
some
where would we
reggae,
be?
Reggae, some soca.
Roots is going to be a lot of L's. 90s, 2000s dancehall, y'all will be all right.
Even soca.
Roots, y'all going L's.
Soca.
Soca.
Soca is a rap.
Soca is just you and Rasan.
Straight up.
Facts.
I'll be yo, like, you don't know this. You don't know this one.
Hey, yo, it's Marcel Mata. Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru.
Yo, Rasan, our cameraman, is such a white woman. He was yeah. like, yo, I love this song.
Yo.
Wait, about what song? Man. About what song?
Wilson Phillips.
Yo, I love that song, too. I'm so shocked Cass didn't know it still. I'm still flabbergasted.
Yeah,
I almost want to just take phone calls. Can you believe Cass 1 doesn't know Hold On by Wilson Phillips?
We should. I don't know.
Well, and the funny part is, Ebro, here's the part that I find amazing about music. Is like Cass said, I stay away from Wilson Phillips. Like, he knows who Wilson Phillips is. That is the only. That is the only reason to know them in any way, except that it's Brian Wilson's daughter.
Who?
And I don't know who that is.
Who's that?
I don't know.
They don't know Brian Wilson.
Who's Brian Wilson?
Who's that?
He's the founder of the Beach Boys, guys. Founder of the Beach Boys.
Okay. I know the Beach Boys.
I know the Beach Boys, too.
All right, good. And Phillips was in Mamas and the Papas. So they were the kids of two famous acts.
That just made it worse.
I don't know who Mamas and the
Papas. Y'all never heard of the Mamas and the Papas. They never.
Yeah, they you guys
listen,
the
you went. We went from you don't know. It's one thing to not know white-ish. It's another thing to ask people to know late 60s, early 70s white-ish.
But Brian Wilson is inbounds for anyone who's interested in music to know. That's fair.
No, Cass One is interested in music, and just because he doesn't know who Brian Wilson is,
what is that supposed to mean?
Well,
my family wasn't even here.
Hang on. For the audience, Rosenberg is a super, not Seeing Sounds. What was the name of the Beach Boys album?
Pet Sounds.
Pet Sounds.
I love Pets.
Pet Sounds album lover. Like, lover. Which, if you're a music fan, If you like just straight ahead music, Beach Boys' Pet Sounds is one of those. Is one of those.
It's
as far as just music head albums.
Yeah, it's on lists as every single list top 10 albums ever made. That's and Brian Wilson produced it, and he was a lunatic.
Who makes these lists?
You would know a lot of the albums.
White
on the
people,
list,
Cass. Yes. You okay. know it's made by
got
white
it,
people.
Got
just
it,
say
got
it.
It. Got it.
But still, there's still a lot of lists. You should listen to it, by the way.
And you live in America actually. Where there's a lot of white people, and white Pet people Sounds bought is, a lot of that Pet Sounds album.
But Pet Sounds is crazy. It's not your typical white. It's unique. Anyways, they're not Wilson Phillips. It's just Wilson. Brian Wilson's the father. Should we restart the Gurus, guys? Because this is upsetting.
All right, yeah. Let's get to the Gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
All right, get ready, Shani. You like the scene.
Let's cleanse the energy or negativity.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com. Where we cleanse the air, the energy, right. The vibes.
That's right. That's
to
right, that's
create
right,
a safe right. space for you.
That's right.
Where we can uplift you and guide you through your time. Times of need. Rosenberg. Ah, who's that's in need right. of our help?
The nose out through the mouth.
Ah. Rosenberg?
What is happening?
I mean, you don't know this. You don't know the song?
Of course. They know that song.
We know the song.
Okay. They know okay.
But this is the Gurus. That segment was over a long time ago.
Sorry, I'm moving on now, guys.
Rosenberg, I tried to stop the segment because I knew you wouldn't be able to move past them not knowing Pet Sounds, just so that we could move on.
Okay, I'm here.
And
I'm here.
It still didn't work.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. TheGuruLaura@gmail. Hey, Gurus. By the way, I'm going to warn you guys. I mentioned this yesterday. This is an intense one, so everyone put your guru caps on.
All right.
Straight to the point, my boyfriend passed away almost 3 years ago. To say the least, it has been devastating and soul-crushing. I was 19 when it happened. I'm 22 now, and I feel like I've finally started to get back on my feet amidst my grief and pain. Here's the problem. My boyfriend's so-called, quote, best friend, nearly 2 months after he passed, hit me up to have sex with him.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
I was shocked and, of course, shut it down. Now, my boyfriend's uncle is doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. He messages me daily, asking to take me out / come over. He's a nice man. We lived with him for some time. No weird vibes. I'm still close with his family, and I'm afraid to say anything in fear to upset anyone or accuse him of anything because that isn't my intention. I've had to come up with excuses to miss the family functions due to his friend and uncle being there. I've been getting the vibe that they're mad at me because I haven't been around. But I'm just trying to protect myself now that my boyfriend isn't here to. Any advice? Thanks, Gurus. Much love.
Wow.
This is the old reminder that men are very often just garbage. I mean, the worst gender by a long shot.
My gosh. I mean, you're doing like, the right thing by creating space and protecting yourself, but
right.
you have every right to separate yourself. Block them. Oh, just block them. You don't know.
But she can't. But remember, that's not that easy because she wants to be involved with the other family.
The other family.
You know, when you go through a tragedy like that, that she was intimately a part of, right. you know, she was integral to everyone's thing. You know, the parents, the siblings, everyone. I understand why she doesn't want to let go of that connection because she shares it with them in a way that's different than she shares it with anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that relationship is important to her.
Right.
So Laura, I think that's why she can't simply block. She can't simply avoid. I think she's going to have to, and it's unfortunate because you shouldn't have to be the one who has to do anything. But Shani, to me,
mm-hmm.
I think she does have to tell people who she's close to in the family to support her on this.
I think
yeah.
so, too.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And maybe if there's one person.
She needs,
you know,
more people. Is that what you're saying? She needs more people.
At least one that's your guard. You know what I'm saying? Like a sister, a cousin that you think you can confide in that
can peep it as it's happening and kind of block it when you want to come around and you want to feel comfortable and they can see what you see.
Has she,
you know what I'm saying?
So she hasn't shut him down and be like, hey, this is inappropriate. Can you please stop?
It's no, she shut down the best friend initially, it sounds like. And now the uncle who's reaching out every day, which is crazy. She has not shut that down. Because you're right, there is Laura. I assume you're going to say that she could also say, hey, I appreciate you reaching out to me. Not really comfortable hanging out. Like, there is a way to approach that
right,
as well.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I think she should. But I also am with you with confiding in other people that she's very, very close to and let them know what time it is.
And, yeah, you go to someone who you know is not going to be spaz out and you know who's not going to come at you nuts. Someone who you have a bond with who you can say, hey, this is so uncomfortable for me, but I don't know what to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And
so they don't think
make
you're
a big deal.
Rosenberg, why do you think they would spaz on her?
If you pick the wrong person,
they could be like
who's too close to that part of the family and not and maybe a hothead, mm-hmm. they could think that they could instantly get defensive and just want to side with the uncle.
Exactly.
You got to pick someone who you know is going to get what you're saying.
Right.
And the uncle's hitting her every day, son.
I know. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, too much. And she doesn't have to be around it.
I think the key here, the key here, when I'm listening to y'all, you got to be clear that this is not making me uncomfortable. You can't be hitting me every day. I'm not into this. But use some real careful language. You know what I mean?
Don't make it antagonistic.
Yeah, with the uncle. Mm-hmm. Don't make it antagonistic. And then after you've established that, see if the behavior changes. And if it doesn't, then you can make sure you get your people, get your squad together.
That's a good point too. I just want to point out how whack it is
that she's even in this position.
Yeah, that women have to figure out how to deal with this because men are such perverts that they can't recognize when a relationship's inappropriate or don't care. They either can't recognize it or are so led by their Johnson that they can't realize, like, this isn't a road for me to go down.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, hopefully she's been clear with him. And if not, right, be super clear. And if,
you have to be
if
super
he hasn't taken
clear.
It,
yeah.
Then, get a comrade on that side of the family.
Yo, but the boy, I want to be clear, that the dude's best friend is trash.
Absolutely.
What, 2 weeks or 2 months?
2 months
later?
He was waiting, fam. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yo, by the way, this happens
all the time.
It does.
And
all
by the
time.
It happens organically, too, where the people end up, falling for each other because they share a wound, right? And that does happen. But this doesn't sound like that. This doesn't sound like, oh, hey, we were spending time together and then we developed feelings. This sounds like they were just trying to come in for the smash, which is really wild. So, yeah, I think the summary would be say something back to him, you know, where I think you can politely express that you don't want to hang out and you could try that. And then after that, develop an ally who you think will hear your message.
Mm-hmm. I think that's to the point.
Yeah.
All right, good luck. And I'm sorry you're going through all of this.
We really are. And sorry about your loss, too. That's 3 years. I know it's probably still hard every day.
Sending you a big virtual hug. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. I'm going to do weakness.
Coming up in a flashing
on the way, flashing lights. Oh, go ahead, Laura.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, Reverend Jesse Jackson was rushed to the hospital after an accident on campus at Howard University. Oh my gosh, I'll give you details on this coming up.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be
celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, Step Swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Laura Stiles.
Yes.
Flashing Lizzie's.
Let's go.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
So Reverend Jesse Jackson was rushed to the hospital after falling on the campus of Howard University, where he was helping students, the ones that were protesting, in their fight for safe housing. So according to the griot, Jesse Jackson helped secure a verbal agreement from Howard University's administration to allow the students to end their protests without facing expulsion. And the agreement also guarantees an investigation to every dorm room on campus containing hazardous mold. But he was returning
you
from...
You said mold or mold?
Mold.
Mold.
Remember there was mold in the dorm rooms? So... Jesse Jackson is 80 years old.
Man.
And when he was, he fell and cut his head. He was rushed to the hospital by his team.
So how bad do they think it is? How bad do they think it is?
Right now, they're saying he's stable. He's being treated for his injuries. But he just finished battling COVID.
Man, it's
trying to help the students out, man.
That's the thing.
I'm confused. I'm confused why these students were being considered for expulsion, though.
Because I think they were technically breaking some rules. But I don't know. I mean, the students deserve a healthy environment. Because we keep seeing the reports, but I don't hear Howard University saying anything. And no one has come out and addressed it yet.
Well, I think it's interesting to reiterate that the people who oversee housing are not the board that oversees all this housing stuff. The way it was articulated, are not the same people that are the faculty and the people who actually work and go to the university. Remember, they were saying that the people who oversee housing and these issues is some separate, boosters or something else that aren't actually on campus. Mm.
I just feel so bad that that he got hurt, and of course he was out there helping people.
I know.
He did.
No. Still working, fam. Still working. Yeah. That's your flashing lights report. The time is 8:54, a high of 51 degrees today. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
On the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Wake up.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on. Sexy Red. French Montana. DeVito. Roller Brooke. Cash Cobain. Bass Swag. Doja Cat. Honey Baby. Fabio Fari. 41 Kyle Rich. Jet Carter. Tata. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow. Connie Diamond. 310 Baby. Celebrity Host. Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C. Step Swimming.
Jadakiss. EPMD. Eric B. and Rakim. Method Man and Redman. Lord Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer